Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The True Story of Maddie Bright, written by Mary Rose McColl and read by Eloise Oxer. The dedication reads, To Bluey Joshua and Olive Rose. My barn having burned to the ground, I can now see the moon. Japanese proverb. From Winter Skies by M.A. Bright. London, 1921. There she is, on the stone bench that circles the fountain in the centre of the square, where she's been sitting since early afternoon, watching and waiting as the church in front of her fades into darkness. The only illumination now is from that lamp on the side of the rectory, right where the nurse at the Sally Ann had told her it would be. It's April, unseasonably cold, of course it is. The baby in her arms does not stir. Of course he doesn't. Fatigue, the nurse had said. You're both suffering from fatigue. Are you getting enough rest? She'd almost laughed. Even then, she hadn't slept in. How long was it? She was too hungry to sleep. When had she last eaten? The nurse asked. She didn't know that either.
I'm worried about the baby, she said quietly. The baby,
she repeated when the nurse appeared not to hear. Oh, no to worry there, the nurse said, sniffing dismissively. He'll suck the marrow from your bones before he'll go without. Lusty, that one. The nurse smiled, but her smile was without kindness, as if she'd sucked on the marrow of a lemon and was trying to see the funny side of it. You'll perish long before he does, dearie, and keep producing milk until the end. That was the funny side of it. A missing tooth at the lower front might have been the reason the nurse whistled on her S's. It might have been what made the smile look bitter. Perhaps underneath was a soul seeking the light. But you can't stay here with a bairn. You must know that, a lass like you. A lass like her. You'll find it easily enough. They keep the lamp burning all through the night. And there it was. It's one hard thing. That's what the nurse had said, her steely blue eyes. It's one hard thing. And then it's over.